Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to
Welcome
Three
to Three
Queens.
Queens.
Cheers.
I don't have no cheers today, but I'm here.
She here, she living. So we gonna get right into it. Want these hot topics. So Offset then bought Cardi B a house for her 29th birthday.
Not just
so
any
nice.
House. Girl was
and
a
the Dominican
with a pool
Republic.
On the roof.
Yeah.
With a pool on the roof.
Yep.
It was fabulous.
How you spoil your wife? Buy her a house, boy. Go ahead. I was like, wow. Joel Osteen and his church got to pay back $4.4 million in PPP loans. Joel, shame on you.
You see?
Shame on
you.
You
see? Now, this is what, and this is what you get when you didn't let them people seek refuge in your church when it was storming out there. That's what you get. Gone
first,
and get in jail next to baby. What's that boy, Baby Blue from Pretty Ricky with the PPP fraud?
Carly, ex-husband, they all together
for real.
He in jail for PPP fraud. The one on Love and Hip Hop,
Carly Red.
Yeah,
she was married.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
He was abusive and everything.
Yeah, I think I remember that. I didn't watch that show, but I think I remember talking
from the PPP loan.
But yes. Let's not forget, Joel Osteen has a mega church. So where are your mega money going to, Joel, that you needed to take out a PPP loan?
No, but see, that you see. Well, he probably had to take out the PPP loan because remember, during the pandemic, people couldn't go to church. So they were only able to do it online. And if you like my grandparents, boy, it's tough to get some church online, especially some giving.
I understand that, but
she'd be like,
that we
can you turn on the iPad? Turn on Pastor Kenny. Turn him on. Okay.
I'm not going to get into it too much right now of all the church and the federal money that they get for being a church and how they file their taxes. And we're going to talk about that another time because Joel.
Yeah, we should have a money episode.
Right.
Episode.
Because
Joel is playing, but that's what he gets.
Yeah. I understand that you had to close your doors, but sir. Like your tax breaks and all the stuff monies you get from the government. I don't know if you needed the PPP loan.
And then that much, 4 million, like you got that much staff that you have to pay?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That is
what
I'm
saying. Okay. Okay. What's the church called? Church, are y'all hiring? Because if y'all paying that much to your employees, I'm a good hard worker.
Because I'm sitting here like, I know you had to have, you know, laid off the cleaning staff because you don't need to clean the church if ain't no members coming into the church. The gardeners don't need to come as much. You ain't there. So you don't need, when you can clean it before they come back, just like the schools did. They no cleaning staff was coming to clean the schools.
They sure wasn't because the school down the street from me, they had some really tall weeds growing through the playground and everything.
I went in there.
Bad.
Some of my friends worked this the governor's election, and they had went in there and was like, girl, some of those schools, you could tell it wasn't no kids in there for 2 years because they was dirty. I was like, Joe, you should have laid off cleaning staff. That wasn't the case. So Kodak Black has revealed that he is depressed and doesn't want to be famous anymore. And I felt a little sad when I was reading that one. I felt genuinely sad.
Is that the guy who was flushing the money down the toilet?
I'm not sure, but this is some tweets he tweeted. I think he deleted the tweets, but not before the Shade Room got them tweets. Shade Room. But he said he was depressed. And you know what? I think a lot of these famous people be depressed because they can't even be people no more. They can't.
Mental health is a real issue and you need to tap in. Every now and then you got to tap into yourself and not talk to somebody to help you work out your issues. I'm sorry.
But
mental health will take you out.
Yeah, and even for us, like we have our bad days, but at the end of the day, we're not accountable for millions of people who look at us and monitor our every move and every mistake and every, I know it gets wearing on your soul and your mental, like, dude, that's why
okay,
I mean,
so Do you guys know that meme that was going on, and it said depressed with money and happy broke?
Yeah. Which people are like, money. People be like, you
That's
rich.
What they say. To whom is given, much is required.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. So Netflix employees have said that they are going to walk out on October 20th or something in protest of Dave Chappelle's special. Did y'all watch the special?
Nope, but I seen it. He was cracking up.
I thought it was funny too. I thought it was hilarious. So
I just saw the clip about DaBaby and the gays. That's all I saw. That was posted everywhere.
So that's what they're energy for the black people.
So this is the thing, that's what he was talking about. And I really genuinely, my whole opinion is that people didn't get the joke. I really do think that they didn't get or not even that it was a joke, because Dave Chappelle puts real stuff into his comedy for you to think. Yeah. I really think they genuinely didn't get what he was saying. He was saying that this man can go out and kill somebody, whether it was self-defense or not, because I heard somebody said it was self-defense. Whether it was self-defense or not, the baby killed somebody. But his career didn't suffer, not one beat. But he said something that was thought of to be against the gay population, and now all of a sudden y'all canceled him. Where was that same energy
when he killed that person?
Right.
So he didn't say nothing offensive. He just said you can't touch a gay person or say something about a gay person.
No, he said something. Like, the baby did say something about shout out to all the people who don't have HIV or something like that.
Right. And
about Dave Chappelle. He really didn't say anything against them.
He was just saying
you can't say anything or touch them.
Can we start canceling people who say negative things about black people then?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Let's cancel all of them. That was his point.
I've seen comedy specials where people talk about black people ain't this and black people ain't that. I ain't never seen they picture come up say cancel that comedian because they didn't talk about the black community. I ain't never seen that. But
Netflix, I hope you lay off every single person that decides to walk out. Lay them off and hire new people.
I thought I was going to jail. Me and Lele was coming from Walmart. And it was a motorcycle. It was a motorcycle, a little motorcycle. He was on his little Harley. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you black people think you're on the road, huh? Huh? He was like, you didn't see me? Or you just want the whole road to yourself? I said, y'all know me. I rolled my window down. I said, oh, you talking to me? I said, oh, I got to reaching. I was like, oh. I said, so are you sure? I said, you want to keep talking? And he scooted his little motorcycle up in a turn. Like, I said, no, let me scoot. I got all the way up on the other people's bumper. Oh, you still talking? Like, I thought so. And then he drove off. I'm like, man, don't come up here with that.
You know your sister T done told you stop going to Walmart. You keep going over there. And she done told you to stay out of Walmart.
If you hadn't gone to the Walmart, Yanni, you wouldn't be fighting with white men on Harley. Because those are the men who go to the Walmart.
Yeah, dusty stuff. He was just dusty. It was like, man, go cut your hair off. He's trying to have it.
I bet his jeans were dirty, too.
Of course they were. So Social Security is increasing their benefits the highest that they've ever increased it in the history of Social Security in 2022. So if you get Social Security, getting an increase in 2022, so.
They better increase it. Girl, people get evicted.
Yeah,
y'all keep going up on this rent and this food is high. We bought bacon the other day, girl. It was $20 for the bacon. Like, come on, you need to increase this stuff. People cannot live.
Was it thick cut? How much?
It was Costco. No. It was the 4-pack.
Even if it's a thick cut, if it's smoked or it's the black pepper one, it's a lot. I was like, dang, I never paid this much, and I don't even eat bacon.
But my point is, the price of food is going up. Increasing people's stuff so they can live better.
Me and my coworker went to Costco for whatever reason, because it was lunchtime. So we went to Costco and it was 4 crab legs for $93. Because she was like, I got my PEBT. I'm about to give my baby some crab for dinner. She was like, Nope, not even on the government's money. Am I paying $90 for crab legs? I was like, girl, me either. Put that, the, we don't need no crab legs. Get you some shrimp. Call it a day.
So that wouldn't happen if she was at Winko's, though.
You know what, girl? And I channeled my yoni.
Did you tell her to go to the Winko's?
I told her to go to the Winko's. I said, I know it's far, but my sister swear by Winko's. Like, go over to Winko's and get you some crab legs. Did they give you that
baby lobster? Girlfriend.
So a former Nike designer plans to open first HBCU in Detroit, focusing on design. So it didn't specify fashion, but I'm assuming it's fashion design.
Interesting.
How is it HBCU and it's new?
So
I historically black.
I don't know, but that's what it said on the tagline. I thought that when I was writing it down, I was like, okay, all right. But maybe he just means all black college. Maybe that was his goal, say a black college. Okay. So we're going. So Facebook has said that they are going to ban all content that sexually harasses celebrities. So what that entails, I do not know. I don't know how.
What?
I don't know, but they're going to
put it. Sexually harassing celebrities? How do you do that?
Because they said that they're bullying them.
I didn't hear a lot of, they send dick pics in their DM and pictures of their boobs. Yeah. And
are they going to ban it for regular people too? Because regular people get those.
I don't want that either.
I know, that's what they're going to ban it for the regular folks.
I'm not a celebrity.
That's they said. Apparently the celebrities are getting sexually harassed. So Florida has a shortage, teacher shortage. They have 5,000 open positions right now in Florida. So if y'all are planning to leave the state, 5,000 vacancies.
Don't nobody want to go to Florida.
If y'all teaching,
nonsense going on in Florida.
If y'all teachers and y'all want to change, Florida got 5,000 spaces available. They are literally looking for teachers.
Florida is where that veterinarian, they found him molesting the animal on video in Florida.
And he wouldn't know anyone.
Well, you know, Florida, that's our weird state, okay?
Florida
weird state.
Is where that man, he was on the news. He put an alligator in his trash can.
That Florida where all the COVID parties was going on. I know Florida like our stepchild.
You go visit and you take yourself home. Go turn up, bring yourself home. Everybody know to go home. You don't stay there.
For all the football plans, this in sad news. I actually liked this person before I saw this. John Gruden resigns after his emails came out and he was being misogynistic, racist, and homophobic. Mm-hmm. So those were all the emails.
He hit all of them. He hit the gays, he hit the blacks, and he hit the women.
But I just want to put a tag in that from the reports that I saw, these emails were from 2011. Let's be clear that none of the reports say that any of this. Ago. Yeah, none of the reports say that anything of what's recent doesn't make it better or worse. I'm just letting you know the context that nothing was reported recently.
Until they go do further research.
Right.
They said they do have more research to do.
They were still his words.
They were still his words. And
to
some points that there have been still people who apparently play in the NBA who have said similar statements that are still that played in the NBA for long periods of time or who do hold high positions in the NBA. Just want to put that out there. Like, this is not just an isolated event as everybody's making it seem. Like, event. Oh my gosh,
it's
John
never,
Gruden.
It's never an isolated event.
So,
half of them are beating on their wives, and the other half are raping people, and y'all still be rooting for them on
drunk
Sunday with the jersey with their name on the back of your jersey.
Yep. Every time. So, last one, pretty sad. A toddler shot their mom while she was on a Zoom call for her job. And then the dad got arrested for the gun not being safely stored. So I don't know
how. Is the mom alive? And that's child endangerment.
No.
And that's child endangerment.
She died.
The mom died. And I don't know why the baby shot at mom. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Or how did the baby find the gun?
That's why dad was arrested.
How does the baby know how to use the gun? There's no safety on the gun. Y'all got a loaded gun in the house?
Loaded gun, apparently.
So many questions.
Access for the baby to just go and pick up. And mom was on a work call, a Zoom call doing work, and baby shot mom, and she died on her Zoom call. And they called the police. She was dead when the police got there. And the ambulance, she was dead when they got there. And then they picked up dad for not safely storing the weapon. And
baby going to foster care.
Yep.
That's you said, like, that's child endangerment too.
It is. It very much is. But it was just a sad situation because it's like, dang, mom's gone. And now dad's in jail. So now this baby's going to grow up. No mom, no dad. And I was like, okay. That sucks. That's a horrible situation. But that ends our hot topics today. Sorry, I had to end on the sad note. I tried to get a good one, but I couldn't find a good happy note to end on.
We need a happy note. Don't be ending on those sad notes no
I'm
more.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I usually try to do it the other way. But
I could jab that up a little bit.
I was gonna put Cardi at the end, but then I was like, no.
No, Cardi.
All right, y'all. Okay. So take it away, T.
So our topic today is we saw these people, they're on TikTok, crew session, and they were talking about you owe it to the person that you're with to stay in shape. So, and I guess there's four guys on here. Three of the four guys are married, and they are saying you're a direct representation of your partner. Remember that. You owe it to them to stay in shape throughout your relationship. So, everybody's making the same face. Everybody's making the same face.
I mean... I just feel like, I not agree. I understand how if I meet somebody and I'm physically attracted to them when I meet them, and then they change or they gain weight, and I'm not necessarily might not be attracted to you because you gained weight. I just feel like that's not like, they owe it to me to get thin or lose weight. I mean, I feel like you can start doing activities with your partner. Hey, babe, let's go work out. Let's go this and that. And then it got to swing both ways. You can't get you a beer belly and then expect me to be a size 2 the whole relationship. I don't understand that logic. I don't know why it's always the woman that has to stay in shape.
I think I'm kind of confused by this because, like,
man, life happens.
Gaining weight. Yeah. Yeah, life happens. Gaining weight is one thing that changes with your body as you get older. You know,
exactly.
You gain weight, your skin changes, your hair changes.
Your metabolism is not the same as you used to be when you're 18-year-old and you're 25. You slow down.
Right. Especially if you're with somebody for 20 years. You're not going to look the same in 20 years that you did when you first met. So I definitely agree with that. But
I do think you owe it to your partner to stay healthy.
No, not your partner, yourself. You got to be comfortable with you.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself too. But being healthy is not about being comfortable.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. But you have to be comfortable enough to say, oh, is this a life-changing issue? Or, you know, is it going to threaten me in some kind of way? I'm going to have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or whatever it may be.
Diabetes and all that.
Yeah. And all the issues. So you got to make sure you take care of you and make sure, you know, you are sound and in the right state too. But life happens. Yeah. You don't include if you have a baby. That's a whole extra pound.
We were just and talking about this.
Some people can't get these pounds off. I'm sorry. Yeah. At all. My first baby,
you can barely sleep. You can barely sleep when you have a baby.
Yeah.
My second baby, it was like, hell no, not bouncing back nothing. You're going to have all of this and stretch marks everywhere. So it's like, and they can miss me with that until you push out a baby. And then 9 times 10, men gaining weight just like you gaining weight when you have a baby. At least you lose your...
They call them baller bellies.
Yeah, like, you got to get out of here.
So what do you think, like, if you meet somebody that is LL Cool J, you know, together, and then in 10 years, 15 years, then he got Ruben Studdard body. Like, do you
15 years ago, LL Cool J had a head full of hair.
True, but we're just talking about weight. Just saying, if you get LL Cool J body and then in 15 years he got Ruben Studdard body, do you think that it's wrong for you to feel like, dang, I want you to work out, I want you to, or do you feel like it's wrong if you start losing attraction for that person because they're not the person you met?
It's not wrong to lose attraction because that's something that's in your brain. But what I will say is, Ruben Studdard was huge. And if I see somebody go from LL Cool J to Ruben Studdard, then it's like, whoa.
You about to start
doing
time?
The insulin shots or what? Like,
you see, like, was you eating this whole time? Like, for real, was you eating?
I mean, I didn't have to do it like that.
Yeah,
she said, but was you eating the whole time? Right. I mean, I would think it was maybe a health issue too. Like,
My point was, even if I'm attracted to somebody and we spend a lifetime together or just a short period of time, you got to go beyond sex, though. My physical appearance, what's going to keep you here? So that was my problem with the whole statement. They were just like, oh, you know, you got to be fit, you got to be this, you got to be that. But what else besides that?
True.
Right. Is she funny? Is she smart?
Well,
it, you know,
what? I think that for these guys, they're all like around the same age and they're all like really just telling people like, we're visual. You gotta, like, we gotta see something that we like for our focus to remain, even to be married. You know, I think that everybody goes through a whole bunch of different changes in a marriage. And it's not for you to say that I owe you anything.
Yeah.
It's for me to say, exactly. Like, look, I know, and this even happened to me. I know I gained a few pounds, but you know what? I'll make a conscious effort because I don't feel comfortable to work out, eat better, and I want to be healthy. I don't want to die. I don't want to have a heart attack, you know? So, but to keep it like, oh, you gotta say you owe it to me to stay in shape. I think that's really vain for somebody to say that. They're missing the big picture because they're only looking at one thing.
And for the example being visual. That one of them used was if you go from like a size 4 to a size 14. Now, if anybody's ever met my sister out there, my sister is around a size 4 or so. I'm probably a size 14, 15. That's like going from my sister to me. And I don't think that that would be, oh my gosh, I'm so unattracted to you. Like, of course you put on some weight, but to me, that is not, I'm talking, the only way I could even see that is if you go from like my sister's size to maybe 200 pounds more, then you might be like, okay, babe,
I did.
You didn't gain some weight.
Hold on, I did. I did. I'm saying when Deshaun met me, I think I was like a 7'8". But through our span, I was up to a 15, 16. And then I was like, oh, okay, like, you know, my daughter got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. He was a type 2. And I was like, oh, am I cooking the wrong way or what I'm doing? I'm like, okay, gotta make, and then I watched the movie and changed my habits too. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm pretty big. I got an Oprah under my arms. I'm waving 5 times at people. Yeah. My neck got a cobbler and stuff. I was like, hold on. I was like, I kept telling people, I'm not going to be the fat girl on all these trips. I'm not going to. So,
Mama, I know you're going to watch this, Mama. Tell us what these arms are called.
I call it my Oprah. Look, But I got back down. I think it as small as I was, I did get as small as I was, but I was like, okay, I wanted to see how much weight I can lose at first. But now I'm at 11 and I'm like, I'm cool with it. My booty ain't there like it used to be, plump and thick, but you know, it's there a little.
Yeah, but you got to be comfortable. The thing about it is that even though they're saying, oh, like they're visual creatures and blah blah blah, and that's great because I'm pretty sure all y'all are in your 30s now, so it's probably your visual creatures. But like when you hit in your 50s and 60s and you going through that, you can't sexually perform, like what right do she have to leave? Because it reverses. You get in your 50s and 60s and women they want to be more sexual,
but you in your rubbing on all this extra stuff, old wrinkle crusty balls and stuff dropping,
but not even
stuff.
That like you can't yeah, even like the older men get, the less they're able,
they
you know,
keep it right, keep it tight, they gotta do the same thing.
Well, they have to get what is it called, the pills, Viagra.
Yeah, the Viagra. Yeah, Viagra. So like you're unable to perform, like do you owe it to me to have to take Viagra so that I'll still be interested? Like, because
yes. and risk having a heart attack because I take Viagra.
Right. Because where was the deeper connection?
Can't get it down for 24 hours. So you gotta go around with a poker.
No, you gotta go to the emergency room when the commercial says if you don't release the blood within 24 hours, see your
need a release. Yeah.
If you guys want to watch this video, if you like, we gave you guys a lot of shout outs.
But I'm just saying, like, does your woman have the right to be like, oh, it's not for me anymore? Because yeah. I don't want to have to, you know,
we
deal with
that
this.
In the comments,
right? Because I mean, we can perform. Like most women can perform. There are a few of us that suffer from other things, but for the most part. Women, you know, our libido goes up the older we get. We want it more. That's why I have so many cougars dating so many younger men, because it changes. But when men get older, they don't perform the same. So do I have the right to be like, it ain't working?
That's why they turn into. That's why they turn into help me out, daddy. Give me money.
Because I'm like,
by that time, all they want is a little conversation, and they cool with it. So I'm gonna pay you to have a conversation.
Yeah. But as your wife, is she allowed to say it ain't given what it's supposed to gain, so I don't want it no more? Like, is she allowed to say
you
that?
You owe it to me.
Right. You owe it to me. Then, I mean, now you owe it to me. I got to give me a side boo because you over here playing games. Like, but that's when you have requirements like that, you open to the door for these types of things. I'm saying
it's like a Pandora's box,
right?
Because there's so many, there's a laundry list of things that we can require of each other,
right? Like, you're gonna say, oh, I don't like you. When I met you, you didn't have wrinkles, now you got wrinkles. I need you to get it together. Like, you owe it to me to go get Botox. Like, I mean, where's the line drawn? Like, because you're gonna always think that nobody's gonna be the same from when you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
What if you met me and I was bigger and I lost weight? Like, is it a problem now?
You owe it to me to plump back up,
right? Okay. Like, is that the problem? Yeah,
like, we're not even talking about the issue of the cause of weight gain. The weight gain doesn't just come from nowhere. Go to weight gain be stress.
Yeah.
That weight gain be hormones. Nonsense. That weight gain be fast food, hormones, because you got to hurry up and do a whole bunch of stuff. That's the cause of the weight gain. Yeah. But let's talk. Nobody want to talk about that.
Yeah, that's true. Depression, pregnancy, all of that. Birth control, just in case you don't want to have no more babies.
Birth control will blow you up like a blimp.
Right. You want me to stay on birth control so I ain't popping out babies, but you don't know this gonna make me gain 50 pounds because all these hormones getting pumped into my body.
That Nexplanon blew me up.
Man,
like that.
It was
that
literally that Nexplanon blew me up literally after I got it put in. It just and it didn't matter like how I worked out. It just kept on getting more and more and more.
I was about to say that depo did me in. That depo did me.
That depo.
Mm-mm. I mean, this one is bad too, but that depot was no joke. It's just because it's such a concentrated dose of hormones just in your body, boom, like that shot.
To be honest, I started my weight loss journey and then I got off depot and my weight loss dramatically dropped. I was like, oh, yeah. I could lose this much in a week. Like, oh, but I forgot.
So yeah, that kind of happened to me too. That kind of happened to me too when I got the next one I removed. I was like, oh, how did I lose 5 pounds that quick?
Yeah.
Oh, let me go. You work out. It like jump starts you.
Mm-hmm. It do. It kick you off.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, but then that's what I'm saying. We take chances now. If we not on nothing, then not for all of us, but if you're not on nothing now, you're taking them pregnancy chances. Like, so what you want?
And then Laura, let's not talk about pregnancy. No, mama, I'm not pregnant, okay? Let's talk about something else.
Well, not you. Not you. I mean, women in general. Women in general.
Mama done called my cousin, and my cousin texted me, oh my God, are we getting a bundle of joy? Shut up. No.
And then that leads to your weight, too. When you have postpartum, you can go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a lot of factors in that, you know, upkeeping your body.
Yeah, women's biology is upkeep, very different.
Speaking of upkeep, and in an effort to, you owe it to me to do blah blah blah, how do you guys feel about plastic surgery?
I feel like if you want it, it's okay. Like I was thinking about getting, you know, a lift, but if it's not something you want, it's not a mandatory thing. Shoot, it's not mandatory. I mean, I would get like it because I've had two kids and gravity got me, so I would get a little lift. Part. But
you can be like,
but I want this that
at the bottom to be gone. So
if
I could touch that up, I'd be good.
He said, "You don't need that. You just need to work out. How do you work out and make your skin shrink?"
Yeah,
y'all skin shrink when you work out.
Like, I worked out tremendously. Even now, I still do my sit-ups and push-ups before I go to bed because I'm like, you know, keep it. But this little foofa ain't going nowhere. And after two sessions, the soul ain't going nowhere.
I was going to say, because
whatever squat.
I wonder if you have a C-section, could you whisper to the doctor, okay, just go ahead and pull everything down, make it flat.
You know, it's so funny. My
old tummy tuck.
My OBGYN said that she was like, if you wanted to schedule all those things at the same time, you could. Time, so, like, could. She was like, she told me we were talking about things. She was like, say you had another baby. And when you're having your baby, if you chose to have a C-section, she was like, we would do the C-section. We could tie your tubes and then do your tummy tuck all at the same time.
When I was learning about it,
when open.
Right, that's what she said.
You already open, so it's free game. Whatever you want to do is free game.
She was like, as long as you cover whatever cost is associated.
That's for me. I got to get a tummy tuck.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
We don't call it a C-section.
Yeah, like, well, if I did know when I was having these C-section, I'd be sucked and tucked and pulled all kind of ways, looking like a Coca-Cola walking around here.
You know what's so funny? That is my intention. Like when I'm done, if I'm done and the last one, that's what I'm doing. All at one time, one stop shop. So I'm be like, look, this is what we gonna do. Burn them and tuck. Like, that's what we doing. Boom. Well, one stop shop. Because I just feel like plastic surgery, to answer your question, it should not be a requirement in your relationship. If it's something that you want to do, then you could do it for you, because at the end of the day, you're the one that got to live with it for the rest of your life.
So the reason I bring that up is because I read like about Kim Kardashian and her first marriage. He was like, oh, you need to be perfect, whoever the guy was. And then that's when she started doing all that surgery. Because she, you know, owe it to him or whatever. I mean, they ended up getting divorced and she done got more surgery since then, but you know.
But then that seed was already planted in her mind.
Exactly.
Chloe, look, I'm sorry, but Chloe, Lord, Jesus. Chloe, I love you to death, but stop, baby.
Take some of that
booty out. Why it look so nasty?
Chloe, your legs so small now. Then you got the nose job and you got some lips injections, baby. Stop. It ain't working.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Chloe is the one that they thought was
OJ Simpson's daughter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know what? I just did see her on a commercial with her daughter, and I was looking at her like she don't even look like herself. Like she don't even look like the Chloe from 5 years ago. I don't know what's going on with her. I did just say that
she having too much fun. She having too much fun. And the stomach and the butt area. I'm like, oh. And then why do you do the butt? So your butt this big and your legs this big. This don't even look like go together like that.
What they gonna do? Plump up the legs? That out. You want them to pump up the legs?
What's her name? What's the girl's name? Moneybag girlfriend. Hers is like that, and her legs look like it fit.
She probably got thick. Yeah, she probably has naturally thick thighs.
Yeah, but some girls get it good. Yeah, some girls get it's good, but some girls you'd be like, "What the hell was you thinking?"
Them that ain't it. Funny. Or when they get the body that look like a wisdom tooth with those legs.
Oh my gosh! You know, it's so funny. I had a coworker. She went on leave for a minute, like a year, and then she came back.
She did not come back with a wisdom tooth body.
She came back with a big old booty and like them skinny legs and a big old butt, and then everybody was walking around like, did she? Because we hadn't seen her in a year. So everybody was like, maybe we tripping and it was already like that. Until somebody who I think is petty and you won't be named, but real petty, found a picture of her from prior to her leave. And I was like, I told y'all it wasn't like that. And I was like, she did. I was
mind
like,
mind the business that pays you. Leave that girl alone.
Okay.
Who found that picture?
He found that picture, and I was like,
why is he so concerned? He is trifling. He should have left her alone.
Okay. Everybody was like, they thought, but they weren't sure because it had been so long, and who really like remembers their coworkers, every bit of them, you know? So we were like, we're not sure until he found that picture. And I'm like, ooh, petty Betty. You petty, yeah, petty. I was like, you went and found the picture. I looked at it, I was like, ooh, you so shady. And then was showing people, not just, hey, look. No, I was going around. I told y'all. I was like, ooh.
Come here, look, y'all.
But then you say it to her face, though. That's the question.
Well, everybody knew it was him. She never confronted him about it, but it was well known that he was the one who did it because everybody was telling her.
I would have went to him and been like, that'd be $5,698.
Sir, mind the business.
You want to be all in my business.
My business, this bill. Not your business. Whatever I choose
this
to
BBL
do,
bill.
Right. And I was like, if they just get the thighs right, everything else it will be fine. It's just that it looks so weird when the thighs ain't right.
What was that? I think it was a Netflix show that I was watching. She's Gotta Have It. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls was on there and she kept getting the illegal butt injections and she kept getting more and more. And then her butt was humongous and she was doing like some performance on stage. Girl, and she fell and her butt exploded.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
my gosh.
Dancing in front of this guy and then she fell and it just, and it was like blood and fat and ugh. So anytime I see those big butts with those little legs, that's what I think. Like, ooh, you're gonna sit down and it's gonna explode.
It's so funny because somebody
Nicki Minaj was on that chair and everybody was posting her, and then she went and got her butt redone and stuff from that performance.
Yeah, because that was like a silicone. It was like looked like some hair.
Yeah, it wasn't right. That wasn't right either.
Well, somebody said
her thighs are big now though. They match.
They match. She had a baby too.
Yeah, she had a baby. Somebody was like, they look great in bikinis. And she was like, y'all worst nightmares is some jeans. When you put them in some jeans, it don't look right. And I was like, you know what?
It don't
look right when you in jeans. It sure don't. I mean,
it looked like diapers.
Jeans,
looks
yeah,
like
the jeans hug you. Jeans
right.
Hug. It's giving depends. I don't like it.
All right, so we're going to get back to the topic of weight. So do you guys think, for your final statement, do you think it's a requirement to keep your body the way it was when they met you.
I don't think that it's a requirement. I don't think it's realistic. But I do think that you should keep yourself comfortable for you.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Ditto.
I think the same thing. I think you should be comfortable for you because you're the one that got to live with it for the rest of your life. So as long as you're healthy, I'm going to tell Yanni, you like it, I love it, as long as you're healthy.
Amen. That is Yanni's statement, okay?
All right, T, what's our small business shout-out?
So our small business shout-out today is Jimmo Engineering. He is on Instagram, so he does like studio sessions, mixing service, different music things. So you can find him on Instagram, Jimmo Engineering. Pretty cool guy.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Check him out. He's very, very nice, very creative. And their creative space looks pretty dope. So check him out.
All right, Yanni, where can they find us?
You can find all of us on Instagram, and you can find on January25th.com, hexanderms.com, me on Facebook and Instagram. Having a bake sale this weekend. If you're in Compton, DM me.
Get your slides. Get your slides.
Pre-orders recommended.
So if you get that strawberry cake or that lemon one, oh, was that a 7-Up cake that you did too? Are you doing the better than?
I know you're doing some banana pudding too.
Yes,
she is. And strawberry shortcake, girl. Yep, I'll put in an order.
But well, you keep us fat. That's why these men don't like us.
Y'all, and look, the order goes for my nephew's get home for the holidays fun. Just remember, he's trying to get home for the holidays.
You know what? He's studying. He's in college. He's playing football. He's doing the thing. His mom sacrificed a lot for him to get there. It was a lot for him going through the pandemic, but we finally got him off to college. And we're just trying to make sure that he can spend time with his family and not be in the boonies by herself.
So keep that in mind when you place your pre-order. Get my nephew home for the holidays.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week on Thursdays. I changed it to Thursdays because Wednesdays be rough for us. That's that midweek struggle. So we check you next week on.
We're rolling over the hump.
That midweek struggle, we trying to make it. So we have switched to Thursdays officially. So check us out next week on Thursdays. Bye, everybody.
Bye.